Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm blacks, black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks, B-L-A-X, black, B-L-A-C-K, and proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X, capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Jambos, hello, Kichwa, Healy, Mondays, the second day of the week, the first day of the work week, but not today. Today, I personally am celebrating my father, Cadillac Jack, was born. And I am as well celebrating MLK. Because I had knowledge of MLK before I had knowledge of my earthly father. But my heavenly father gave me my earthly father when he was 80 years old. And I thank him for that so that I would have the opportunity to have some knowledge of where I come from instead of like MLK thinking about where they come from. Now, today they celebrate MLK. But I do celebrate him, but I don't celebrate him. I don't celebrate him because he promoted Jesus that you're not allowed to say Jesus. He promoted Lord, Master, and King before you say the word gold. He promoted to equate Lord, Master, and King as equal to gold, of gold. For that, I cannot bag him up. But at the same time, I do bag him up for the simple fact that he was promoting to what he thought at that time was the best thing to do for as assisting the black people to elevate. But it's like I keep telling people, I am the only black man that I know, Lich, who can't say Jesus or Jesus when I see Jesus. It's not, neither one of those words enter into my mind. My mind sees Jesus and my mind says Jesus. Yeah. It wasn't an overnight thing because it took years. For years, every time I seen J-E-S-U-S, I would say G. Yeah, but not anymore because given knowledge, which is the elevation of blacks, B-L-A-X, black, B-L-A-C-K, radio, one more time. MLK did change the three W's, the whole wide world. He made people see us and understand the pain and suffering we was going through. But the problem was, and still is, OPG, Other People's Gold. I was looking at this young man talking about another one of them young men, and he was talking about you can't be playing with Jesus like that because, a black man now, a black man was upset with another black man because of his portrayal of Jesus. And he was serious and all wound up, and I was like, you know, that's why blacks can't have. But at the same time, who am I? But then again, at the same time, I'm the one that Frederick Douglass told me, one in God, make a majority. I mean, wow. Wow. It's like I be trying to tell people, I don't go looking for this stuff. And I be wondering as to what it means. But it's like I said before, when I turned 18, they told me it was you against the world. And I didn't understand. Then here it is, Frederick Douglass told me that one and God make a majority. Again, you against the world. I mean, man, I ain't trying to make it like I'm all that. What am I supposed to do if I can't, if I can say what I see? What am I supposed to do? I have to knowledge what I knowledge. I have to. Like I said with MLK, much love, respect, and honor in him and what he did. But at the same time, no, because he was teaching everybody not to see, not to say what you see. And one more time, go to goals, say so. Just like now, go to goals, say so. He say let it be. But at the same time, he keep waking me up and telling me, step forward and make some type of announcement to the world. Because I really wasn't going to do this. But I'm like, it's MLK Day, so let's partake of a black man who brought attention to our plight and our misunderstanding. But the problem was, and it still is, looking up to somebody whose sole concept was in the name of Jesus. And instead of looking up to somebody whose sole concept was by any means necessary, you know, I'm listening to these people talking about how these Africans is coming and playing in these movies is because we don't have a TV station, we don't have studios, we don't have no nothing. I can't turn on the TV and see me all the way through. I'm talking about with the commercials and everything. I'm talking about commercials. When I say turn on the TV and not see one person one time, not through no commercials, not nowhere, that doesn't exist. Anyhow, happy birthday to MLK. Because he did bring light to our plight. But it's up to those after him to see what he did wrong by teaching us to con 1-3 tenure to elevate OPGs, other people's goals, whose feet is pale and hair is straight, which is the direct, the contrary to Gold's words. There's a reason why he said the words. There's a reason why Naomi, 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 25, went in pure blood, afro, feet of polished gold, and came out covered with leprosy. But the most important aspect of that, he still had his afro and his blood was still pure. So those who acknowledge feet of polished gold and hair the wolf of lamb are direct descendants of Naomi. Naomi still, no matter what, had the knowledge that Peter Paul is going to hear the wolf of lamb was and is wolf of gold's chosen, because he was part of it and still was, with his afro still was intact and his blood was still flowing through his veins, which means he still was a black man. One more time, happy birthday to my father, Cadillac Jack, and to Sir Mr. Martin Luther King. As always, upon this honor, thank you very much. Mojo Gubanda, one love. Baraka, blessing. Amani, Kutoka, Yu'u, peace from above.